This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. My name is Jim Paris, the editor-in-chief of the website ChristianMoney.com. We get together on Sunday nights, live, and that makes this unique. There are not a lot of live radio shows on Sunday night. Gives us a unique opportunity to review what's been happening in the news the past week and also give you sort of a preview of what's coming. And we've got a lot of exciting things lined up for you over the next few weeks. My guest in hour number two is author John Lilly. And this is an explosive book. It's been especially explosive today on my Facebook page. People already starting the debate early as I posted this earlier this morning. The name of his book is Why You Don't Have to Tithe. And if you're a Christian, if you're someone who's a part of the faith community, you know that a longstanding teaching within the faith community is that we should give 10% of our income to our church. It's called a tithe, which means a tenth. And it's interesting because if you do a Bible study on this, there's a lot of questions that come up about the idea of the tithe and whether it really applies today and whether there's actually a better way to look at giving than to look at it as a 10% legalistic approach. But this is going to be explosive. It's sort of like the third rail of Christianity. But I decided, well, let's have some fun. So we're going to bring John Lilly on with us in hour number two, the book Why You Don't Have to Tithe. And then we're super excited because coming up next week, Jerome Corsi, new scientific evidence that Hitler escaped Nazi Germany. And then on August the 31st, Jeff Wamsley will be with us, Mothman, the facts behind the legend. And I have for years and years been fascinated with the legend of Mothman. In fact, one of my good friends, Bible prophecy guy, L.A. Marzulli, and also a fantastic filmmaker, he believes that Mothman is actually a demon. And so we're going to get into all this in 2 weeks when we ask the question, you know, what is this Mothman character? Is this character still around, this being, whatever this is? And what really happened back in the day when the bridge collapsed there in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, and get into the whole legend of all of that. So we talk about Mothman on August the 31st. Well, the first thing I've got on my list, and I've got a huge list of stuff to get to here in the first hour before we get to our guest in hour number two. I don't know if you are familiar with this, but there is a movie out. I don't think it's still playing. It may be, but I'm not one to know because I haven't been out at the movies in recent weeks. But the movie is called The Purge. And the premise of the movie is that there's a 12-hour period of time set up during which the government allows people to go out and commit crime without any punishment. And I don't know much more about the movie than that. But apparently what's happened is there's actually two stories on this. One side of the argument here says that this is not real, that this is a hoax. And then the other side of it says, no, this is real and it's coming. Apparently people are setting it up to sort of live out this purge movie in real life. And the first city where this was supposed to happen was in Louisville, Kentucky. And it was supposed to happen this weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, the news reports that I have read over the weekend say that largely nothing happened, that it was a hoax. But then if you read on into more of the background on this story of the so-called purge riots that are coming to a city near you, there's a whole list of cities that these purge riots are supposed to go to. And the idea behind this is that by using social media, even flyers and posters in these local communities, that troublemakers are going to go out there and they're going to set a time, and they're going to say, you know, on a certain night from midnight until, you know, noon the next day, whatever the time window is that they set up, that there's going to be a quote-unquote purge. And this will allow really gangs of people, thugs, to be able to loot, to wreak havoc, and there'll be so many of them that the police won't be able to stop it. And this sort of gang violence is not new. I don't know that we've ever seen any discussion of it being organized at this level, but we've certainly seen these gang attacks in cities like Chicago, where bands of roaming teens will get onto the Chicago public transportation, 15 or 20 of them, and they will then start harassing people, taking purses, taking phones, taking iPads, this sort of thing. And they do this in groups, 15 or 20, and then they disperse as soon as, you know, there's any sign of the police coming. It's interesting to note that if you go to Snopes.com, Snopes is actually saying that, hey, this isn't for real. It's all a hoax. Don't worry about it. And I really don't know. It is concerning to me, though, and here's why. When we look at even these small groups that get together to commit crime, even just these small groups, you know, these bands of roaming teenagers like in the city of Chicago, where there's 15 or 20 of them, it doesn't seem like the police have any way of dealing with this. And really the backstory, if you will, or the lesson I think from this, whether it's true or not, is that we each have to take responsibility for the defense of our own home, for our own personal defense, and for that of our family. And so I'm just envisioning a scenario. Could it ever happen in your town? Apparently one of the cities listed for an upcoming purge is Jacksonville, Florida, which is a city I spend a lot of time in. I don't go there at night, and I certainly wouldn't go there on a weekend where they were planning to have one of these purge riots. But it's not very far from where I live. It's maybe about 45 minutes from where I live. And so I think to myself, what could happen with social media if a bunch of bad people got together and decided to pick a certain night, and hundreds of them got together and went out and committed crime? I believe this was also in one of the Batman movies where sort of the social outcasts all got together, started roaming the streets, looting. And you'll see this happening in these towns where if their local sports franchise wins or loses the Super Bowl or whatever the big sporting event is, whether they win or lose, they'll go out and turn cars over. There's looting, there's pillaging, there's burning of buildings. And one of the things you'll notice about these events is how few arrests there are. I mean, typically you'll read the story, and the story will indicate that there were hundreds and hundreds of people involved in committing crimes, and then they'll say five people were arrested or 10 people were arrested. And so when you get in a situation like this where you have mob violence, there really is very little you can do in terms of, you know, dialing 911. I mean, even a large city police force would have a difficult time dealing with something at this level. And I'm not saying it's going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen. I hope Snopes is right and this is all just a big hoax. But what if? In fact, the people in Louisville, even though this didn't actually come to fruition, the people in Louisville were so afraid that this would happen this weekend that apparently businesses en masse closed, people stayed off the streets, the police had to staff at levels expecting a riot, and even though not much happened, it still cost the city a lot of money just to prepare for the possibility that it might happen. We'll take a break. When we come back, some weird stuff going on in Times Square in New York City. Stay tuned. Are you looking for a way to cash in on the new economy? Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris with a simple business idea for part-time or full-time income, and it's not MLM. How much money do you think you could earn if you knew how to build websites? Well, I've developed a shortcut method of website building that allows my students to become professional website developers in just a few hours of training. My students have immediate access to over 500 on-demand videos on the exploding opportunity in website building. Cash in on a service that is right now in high demand and check out my training program at makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us. Website building is also a great way to barter for tons of free services in your own local community. Check it out, makemoneywithawebsite.us. That's makemoneywithawebsite.us.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back, and I'm super excited to mention this. A lady I've listened to on the radio for many years, very talented, really a legend in radio, is joining GCN. Her name is Joy Brown, And she's one of those psychologists that has a radio show. If you haven't heard her show, it's fantastic. And welcome to Joy Brown here to the GCN family. Good to have Joy Brown on the same radio network. So very, very exciting. I always like when Joy calls people cookie. I often thought if I ever had a problem and I called a radio show, I would call Joy Brown. And she would probably make reference to me as Cookie. I'm not sure how that would go. All right. If you've ever wanted to be groped by Superman or punched by Batman or the victim of a strong-arm robbery by Buzz Lightyear, you'll find all of those experiences possible in today's Times Square. Now, I have not been to New York in many years. I don't know. I've been there lots of times, and I kind of have no reason to go back there. I have no business reason to go there. I have really no interest as a tourist to go there. I'm not saying that I have anything against New York City. I just don't like big crowds. I don't like cold weather, which eliminates, what, about 11 months out of the year that you would go there? So in any case, Times Square, apparently there's a big controversy going on right now in Times Square. There are quite a number of people now that make their living by dressing up as different characters. They then stand in Times Square, and people get their picture taken with the likes of Batman and Superman and the Lone Ranger and Buzz Lightyear and Mickey Mouse, and the list goes on and on. And these people are not representing the official corporate brands. These are people that are buying these costumes or having these costumes made, and they're all completely like freelance operators. But apparently, if you go into Times Square and get your picture taken with one of these characters, and I guess I use the word with two different meanings there, you are expected to give a nice tip to the individual, who's posing with you for the picture. And I saw an interview today on Sky News where, yes, it was Buzz Lightyear, not the real guy. It was not the Infinity to Beyond guy. It was someone in a Buzz Lightyear costume. So if your child is listening, let them know that Buzz would be better than this. But he was very angry that he had just worked an entire day in Times Square with his Buzz Lightyear costume on, and it only made $35. And this is all because of a new campaign in New York to inform tourists that you don't have to tip these guys, that tipping is optional, and you don't have to tip. In fact, the city has made up flyers that the police are now handing out in Times Square saying you don't have to give Buzz a dollar or $10 if you get your picture with Buzz Lightyear. You don't have to pay any money. And so this is causing quite a ruckus in Times Square. Not sure how I feel about that. On the one hand, why shouldn't Buzz Lightyear be able to make a few bucks taking pictures in Times Square? But I guess with all of the controversy and the history here, everything from people being punched to groped to being, almost literally the victim of a strong-arm robbery, being forced to tip or feeling like they were physically threatened, I guess the city had to do something. Bad news if you're putting on a Mickey Mouse head and standing in Times Square, because you may not be able to make as much money going forward. Well, we move from the ridiculous to a more serious topic, the issue of Michael Brown, the unarmed teen, as he's referenced, who was shot and killed by a police officer this past week in Ferguson, Missouri. And according to the news that I just saw, I just watched some video footage just before we went on. Apparently, things in Ferguson, Missouri are not getting any better. They brought in the state police. They told the local police to stand down. They put a state police trooper in charge of the whole situation. And supposedly it was going to de-escalate. And I saw video footage just before we went on from last night, and they were firing smoke bombs and tear gas. And they had what looked like paramilitary equipment rolling down the street there. And it's pretty vicious. I believe the curfew of 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. is still in effect, and lots of people are not abiding by the curfew. And what's fascinating to me is how quickly all of the race baiters got on their plane and got down there to to Ferguson. It's the same cast of characters as we saw with the George Zimmerman situation. Now, let me make myself clear that I don't know what happened in Ferguson. I don't know what this young man did or did not do. I don't know if the police officer was or was not justified in shooting him. I do not know. So don't send me an email. Don't call in saying that I'm taking sides, because I'm not. I honestly don't know. But I do think it is interesting that the more information that comes out, the worse it looks for Michael Brown, the young man who was shot. Apparently, there's a video, and I saw the video. And I'm going to use the word allegedly so that I don't get in trouble with the network. Allegedly, Michael Brown is in this video strong-arm robbing a local convenience store minutes before he was shot. If that's him in the video. We don't know if it's him in the video. But allegedly, this is him in the video. Apparently, no one's denying that it's him in the video. In fact, the people close to the Brown family are outraged that the video was released, saying that this is character assassination. Now, if you go into a convenience store and you rob the convenience store, and there's a video of you robbing the convenience store, and that video is then made public, it's not the video that assassinated your character. It is you that assassinated your character by robbing the store. The fact that somebody made a video of it and then later shared the video, in other words, the truth coming out about your true actions is not character assassination. That's simply the truth. And if you're a person of poor character and someone catches you on video doing something bad and that video comes out. This is not unfair character assassination. Again, we don't know that Michael Brown is the one in that video, but authorities say that it is Michael Brown. And those close to the Brown family are not denying that it's Michael Brown in the video, as far as we know. They're upset that the video came out. And again, we still don't know if this video is relevant. Is it relevant? There's a possibility that it could be completely irrelevant. So someone could rob a convenience store, in theory. This is all hypothetical. Someone could rob a convenience store and then 10 minutes later have a confrontation with a police officer and raise their hands and give up and be totally compliant. And that person would not deserve to be shot if that's in fact what happened. But if we're going to give the benefit of the doubt here to someone, which appears to be the case, that all of the benefit of the doubt on the part of the media and everyone else, including all these race baiters, is being given to Michael Brown, and we're to assume the police officer is a bad guy. Just doesn't seem fair to me. I'm okay with the idea of let's all reserve judgment. I think that's a fair way to look at this. Hey, there's a hot new currency out, digital currency, just like Bitcoin, and they're actually giving it away for free. We'll tell you how to get yours right after this. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure that you've heard of what's been happening in the publishing industry. Completely unknown authors rejected by the big publishing companies in New York are writing ebooks and selling them online, and some of them have become millionaires. Most people don't know how easy it is to write a short ebook listed for sale at Amazon.com and begin receiving a check month after month after month. How many additional checks do you want coming in each month? Anyone can write a short ebook, and I will show you step by step how to get started. Check out my website, makemoneywithanebook.us. That's makemoneywithanebook.us. Develop a monthly residual income today by publishing your own short ebook. makemoneywithanebook.us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back. Jim Paris with you live every Sunday night. And let me just do this again. I just want to clarify my position here. We do not know whether or not the police officer was wrong in this shooting. We simply don't know. And that is why I think it is wrong for Al Sharpton and the rest of them to be moving into Ferguson, to be stirring up problems, and those people that are rioting there and looting and using this as an excuse for further violence. This is wrong because we do not know. That doesn't mean that I'm saying that the police officer was right and that Michael Brown should have been shot. We simply do not have enough information here. But I do point out that it is interesting, this video coming out, and I just noticed here during the break, I was looking at the news, and apparently now the Democratic governor of Missouri is outraged that this video was released. I really just don't understand that. I mean, this video appears to be relevant. It happened within a few minutes of the shooting, and no one is denying that this is Michael Brown in this video. And if you go to YouTube and watch the video, it's pretty clear what's going on in this video. There's a very short man, small build, going up against a much, much larger man. And Michael Brown, if that is him in the video, is an enormous man. It was an enormous man. And it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy even if someone is committing a crime and they get shot and die, I still think that's a tragedy. I hate to see anybody, especially a young person like Michael Brown, who apparently was enrolled to start college. This is a tragedy any way that you slice it. The thing is that we just don't have all of the facts yet. And if we're going to be fair about this, we should wait for all of those facts to come out. And it just seems like the script has already been written. This was a white police officer and an African-American young man, and the script is already written. You know, who cares about what happened? We've already got the script for this. No, we need to find out what happened here. And we need to hold back on all of this reaction until we get the facts. And I would encourage the people there in the state of Missouri, let's not wait and get, you know, the governor saying, let's hold information back. No, let's get it all out. The sooner we get all this information out, the better. Why shouldn't the truth be out there? We should be getting witness statements. We should be setting up some type of a hearing to look at this police officer's actions immediately. Why should it take months? We've got the witness statements. An investigation can be done. We've got this video. There's a lot of stuff that could be looked at right away to at least draw some type of initial conclusion of whether or not something was done here that was wrong, whether a crime was committed or whether there was professional misconduct on the part of this police officer. This police officer, let's assume for a moment, we're assuming here, that maybe he did, in self-defense, discharge his service revolver. Maybe he was in the right in doing that. He's now had to leave his home. His picture's been posted. People know his home address now, and apparently there's quite a large amount of security around his home. This guy's life is over. He's like another George Zimmerman. And we simply don't know. I mean, maybe the truth is that he was right in what he did. We just don't know at this point. Okay, we move ahead here. Bitcoin. I have been involved in Bitcoin almost for 3 years now. I started buying Bitcoin when Bitcoin was at $12. And there are other digital currencies that I've also gotten excited about. I write a lot about these on my members-only blog, which is over at ChristianMoneyPlus.com. And I was fascinated to learn about a brand new digital currency that just came out in the last couple of weeks. And what's exciting about it is there's a huge Bitcoin name behind this and also a big PayPal name that's behind this as well. The new digital currency is called Stellar, S-T-E-L-L-A-R. And how they're initially getting Stellar out there into circulation is they're giving it away. And I got mine. I've notified my kids. My kids who are college age, my wife, my immediate family, how to do this, how to get your Stellar currency, because they're giving it away right now. And just like when I got involved with Bitcoin, it was $12, and it's been as high as like $1,200 or $1,300. It's currently now just below $500. Again, the price has come down. But there were people that got involved with Bitcoin when it was just pennies. In fact, I know one Christian family up in the Northwest, who was able to cash in their Bitcoin, and they cashed in $1 million, paid off all their debts, their mortgage, their cars, everything, and ended up with a six-figure amount of money still left over. So these digital currencies, I know there are a lot of skeptics out there, a lot of detractors when it comes to Bitcoin, but this is free digital currency. And if you want to find out how to get your Stellars for free, which this is going to go away very, very quickly, we do have a post up for you at the members-only blog site, which you can run over there and get that by going to ChristianMoneyPlus.com. And we also have an offer running where we're giving away Bitcoin for everybody that becomes a subscriber to that site. So it does require a subscription, but it's a very nominal cost, and you get a bunch of other bonuses, and you get my monthly newsletter sent to you. So check that out over at ChristianMoneyPlus.com. In hour number two, a reminder, my guest will be John Lilly, and his book is why you don't have to tithe. And it's going to be fireworks. I'm just going to tell you that right now. People have such strong views on both sides of this. But I read his book, and he's got some really insightful things to say. So keep an open mind when we go into hour number two. Other things in the news. Governor Rick Perry, who is an absolute for sure name to be in the GOP presidential primary. There's no question about it. Rick Perry hasn't gone anywhere. In fact, people close to him have already said he is running for president in this next cycle. He's considered a front runner. But then the bombshell, Texas Governor Rick Perry indicted for coercion. And I'm going to read a little bit of this story to you. And honestly, this sounds like a lot of inside baseball, but it is significant. It's significant because it actually is a real criminal indictment against a sitting governor in the state of Texas. And apparently, this hasn't happened since 1917, nearly 100 years ago. So here we go. Austin, Texas, a grand jury indicted Texas Governor Rick Perry on Friday for abusing the powers of his office by carrying out a threat to veto funding for state prosecutors investigating public corruption. Now, the backstory on this is supposedly he wanted an individual to resign after this individual pled guilty to drunk driving. It was his view that this person should resign, they shouldn't be in public office, and they certainly shouldn't be in that position that they were in. And the person refused to resign, so he was threatening to veto funding for that office, which apparently he did veto funding for that office. So this is all sort of inside baseball, right? And the governor vetoes legislation that's his prerogative, and he does that to try to get someone to step down who he feels like is unfit for that office. And it turns out that he actually, according to this grand jury, it's likely that he has violated some laws here in Texas, allegedly. We've got to say allegedly. But he's been indicted. And if he's convicted, he could go to prison. So he could go to prison. He could be impeached and removed as the governor of the state of Texas. Huge news that you're really not hearing about many other places. Governor Rick Perry of Texas indicted. Wow. We'll take a break and we'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we are back next week. Don't miss it. Dr. Jerry Corsi will be with us. New scientific evidence that Hitler escaped Nazi Germany. And in 2 weeks, Jeff Wamsley, Mothman, the facts behind the legend. All right, this is my last segment of my first hour, which gives me a chance to just rant and talk about whatever I want. I don't know if I'm going to get to all my stories. I'm going to give you a quick list of what I have left here, and then I'm going to let you know that my Twitter feed is at James L. Paris. That's James L. Paris, Paris like the city, James L. Paris, if I don't get to all this. So here's what's on the buffet, and then I'm going to see what I can get to. Nancy Pelosi's husband stiffs NFL legends. Then the next story I've got here, Obama-Biden vacation tab reaches $40 million. Al Gore sues Al Jazeera. Zelda Williams, the daughter of Robin Williams, the victim of some sick people on the internet, sending her some horrible pictures, and Twitter is going after these folks. The suicide of Robin Williams, was it financially motivated in any way? That's on my list. And how I bought gas for $2.23 a gallon this week. In fact, I bought it today for even less than that. And what's going on with eBay and Bitcoin? So let's take a look at the list here and see how much of this we can get to. Let's do the gas story first, because this one is huge. I actually bought gas today. I think it was for $2.14 a gallon. Last week, I bought gas for $2.23 a gallon. Now, when I posted this up on my Twitter and Facebook page, I got all kinds of weird reactions. Some people just thought it was a matter of me just driving around town and finding the best deal. No, it doesn't work like that, because gas here is going for around $3.40 a gallon in Florida. So it wasn't a matter of me using Gas Buddy and just driving around and finding a good deal on gas to get gas for $2.23 last weekend. And then today I got it for about $2.14. This is all about a program that Shell has. It's a fuel rewards network that they have set up. And by going to certain grocery stores, certain online retailers, and making purchases, you get credit back off of your gas. And I did this yesterday. I had no credit coming. And yesterday I went to Winn-Dixie, our local grocery store, and I strategically filled my cart up with certain items, items that we already needed, and I was able to get a $1.19 discount off of the price of gas for up to 20 gallons of gas. So that saved me, what would that come out to be? $23, $24 that I saved on gas by using that program. So if you want to find out how to do this, go to blog.christianmoney.com. That's blog.christianmoney.com. You'll see on the left-hand side one of my posts, recent posts, about how I bought gas at this price last weekend, and then I did it again today, even brought the cost down a little bit more. A lot of fun to buy gas. In fact, I was telling someone at church this morning how I did this, and they said, wow, you need to write about that. You're a writer, aren't you? And I said, yep. Well, you need to write about that. Already done it. It's on my blog. Okay, what's going on with eBay and Bitcoin? Of course, all of us Bitcoin enthusiasts, we always love to hear when another big name jumps on the Bitcoin bandwagon. And something huge appears to be coming together with eBay and Bitcoin. And here's the backstory on this. eBay owned Braintree, one of those funny internet names, right? Why did they come up with all these weird names out on the West Coast? But it's the company's called Braintree. It's owned by eBay, and they're a payment processor. And they're in the process right now of setting up a system by which they can accept Bitcoin payments. So read between the lines. A lot of people are saying this is laying the groundwork for the possibility very soon that eBay could in fact accept payment by way of Bitcoin. And of course, eBay owns PayPal. And once we start seeing Bitcoin and the words Bitcoin and the words PayPal being heard in the same sentence, it's getting really exciting for Bitcoin. Just the legitimacy that would give to Bitcoin to be associated with a name like eBay and or a name like PayPal. The suicide of Robin Williams, obviously a tragedy, horrible, horrible tragedy. And it's interesting, if you read the news, there's two different versions of stories on this. You might wonder if maybe Robin Williams was on the back slope of his career. He had gone back on television. Apparently his TV show did not succeed. It only lasted one season. He supposedly had quite a lot of real estate up for sale. It would seem like maybe he was in financial trouble, and that might have been contributing to his depression and his suicide. But there are strong arguments on both sides of this. People within Robin Williams' camp, including his publicist, deny that the star had any financial problems, that he was doing great financially. But there's many articles, if you just Google this, you'll see quite a bit of information to the contrary. I think it's just all very sad. I always enjoyed watching Robin Williams. And, of course, if you're younger, you won't remember the early days of television when the show Mork and Mindy, which people don't remember this, but that was a spinoff from the Happy Days television show. Actually, Mork, the character, the alien in Mork and Mindy, that character started in an episode of Happy Days. I loved Happy Days. I loved Mork and Mindy. And I've always thought Robin Williams was a great actor. I've enjoyed so many of his movies. And it's just a tragedy. It's just an absolute tragedy. And whether finances played a role, who knows? The daughter of Robin Williams, Zelda Williams, and this is horrific, absolutely horrific, that people were apparently taking screenshots of Robin Williams and doing things like putting a noose around the neck of the picture and then tweeting that to her. This is horrible. Absolutely disgusting. And those people that were doing that should be banned by Twitter and Facebook and whatever other social networks they were using. Talk about how sick people can be to do that to a grieving daughter. Who are these people? These are monsters. And congrats to Twitter for doing something about this. If the word cyberbullying ever had any meaning, it certainly does in that case. Al Gore suing another Al, Al Jazeera. You may not remember this, but it wasn't too long ago. that Al Gore sold his television network, Current TV, to Al Jazeera. And we don't know a lot of the details yet because apparently the court case is sealed currently, which means that the public can't know all the details. But Al Gore's side of this is that Al Jazeera owes him millions of dollars and they haven't paid. Whether they've paid part of the amount and still a balance is owed, we don't know. But Al Gore suing Al Jazeera. I saw a lovely comment on a blog post about this today. Somebody said, the lesson, Mr. Vice President, is when you lie down with dogs, you wake up with fleas. And this is almost poetic justice that Al Gore is not getting paid on his sale of Current TV to Al Jazeera. And don't you love this? Often Martha's Vineyard with the rich and the famous and the people that just have it all together are the Obamas right now vacationing. But according to this story from the Washington Examiner, the Obama Biden vacation tab is already at $40 million, and we're just in the middle of August. Hey, folks, they've got the rest of the month to run up to move that bill even higher. It could be double that by the time the month is over. And if you want to talk about Democrats and hypocrisy, take a look at a story. You can Google this or find this on my Twitter feed. Nancy Pelosi's husband was an investor in the now defunct football league, which was called the UFL, the United Football League. And apparently, some of the people are claiming that they haven't been paid, including former NFL legend and coach Dennis Green says he's owed $990,000. And an arbitrator, according to this story in the Washington Free Beacon, an arbitrator has ruled in favor of Dennis Green, saying that he's supposed to get paid, but Nancy Pelosi's husband is not paying. And who knows what's going to happen here. But apparently there are other people claiming they haven't been paid. And this just doesn't seem right, does it? By the good Democrats, right? Nancy Pelosi looking out for the little guy. Her husband's not paying the bills, not paying the NFL legends here. All right, we'll be back with our guest, John Lilly, Why You Don't Have to Tithe. This is Jim Paris Live.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.